I'm Mary Engish, and gardening expert Charlie Nardozzi is here. Hi there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
This next topic fascinates me so much. I was always under the impression that this crop was not able to be grown in our region. So please fill us in on how to grow peanuts.
Peanuts, yes. You know, a number of years ago, one of the VPR listeners responded to my Vermont Garden Journal at that time saying that she actually grows peanuts when I was talking about it, and she sent me some seeds. So I've been experimenting, and I finally came up with a system that works for me, and let me explain it to you. So first of all, peanuts are native to South America, to a small area between Bolivia, Brazil, and Paraguay, actually. And then when the conquistadors, the Spanish and the Portuguese, came and took over and conquered South America, they brought the peanuts back with them to Europe, which have now, they've spread all around the world. Africa, Asia, lots of places grow peanuts. They are a warm season crop. That's why you're thinking we can't grow them. They need 4 to 5 months of really hot, sunny weather to mature. But if you can create that, you'll have a really fun little crop to have in the fall. So the plant itself looks like a clover plant. And the fun thing about it is that it grows very slowly at first, but then it eventually starts flowering with little yellow flowers. And the flowers get pollinated and turn into a thing called a peg. And a peg is like a stem that goes down, tunnels down and tills down into the soil. At the end of each peg is where your peanut is. So the more pegs you have, the more peanuts you get. I first tried to grow them outside and the weather was not conducive and it didn't last long, it didn't stay warm enough. So then I put them in our unheated greenhouse in the ground and they grew really well, but so did the mice because they ate a lot of the peanuts. But then the last couple of years, I've been growing them in an elevated raised bed, you know, with the four legs and off the ground in a box in potting soil and a little bit of compost. And what I found is that they grow fabulously there. The season's nice and long because it's in an unheated greenhouse. I put them in June and I harvest them in October. Once I harvest them, I let them cure or dry for 2 to 3 weeks in a mouse-proof area, and then you can roast them and have them. They're really delicious. I grow the Tennessee Red Valencia, because that's a short-season one, but there are some unusual varieties, too. One that has orange and purple skins, and another one that has black-colored skins. So maybe experiment with a few peanuts this year, if you have the right spot for
them. Oh, that's so amazing. Oh, my gosh. I hope folks give that a try. Question time. This one's from Alex. Alex writes, I started growing kale, Brussels sprouts, and broccoli from seed, and all came up really quickly, but they got leggy. I have a container garden, so I repotted them, buried part of the leggy stem, started putting them outside during the day to harden them off, hoping that that would help, but nothing's changed. Anything I can do at this point, or should I just restart?
Well, for the kale, you certainly can restart. You know, you can plant kale a number of times during the growing season. It'll come back, and it'll be nice and bushy and easy to eat. Broccoli, you probably can do a fall crop of it. Brussels sprouts is going to be a little harder because it takes such a long period of time during the season to mature. But the legginess is really not an issue with the Brussels sprouts and broccoli. They might be a little curved and might not look that great, but they still should actually grow fine and produce a head. So I would keep those and redo the kale.
Okay. Patricia writes, I thought I was looking at big buds forming on my lilacs, but as it turns out, they're the seed pods from last year's flowers. After closer inspection, I did see a few new flower buds forming, but not many. Did last year's big blooms tucker them out for this year?
Well, it kind of works that way. If you have a species lilac that had a lot of blooms 1 year and then they set seed, the setting of the seed takes a lot of energy away from the plant, so they don't tend to set as many flower buds for the next year. So what I would suggest doing is that after the few flowers that bloom this year is to prune back those flowers, deadhead it basically. And what that's going to do is send all the energy back into forming new flower buds and not into setting seeds.
If you have gardening questions for Charlie, send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.